League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a weekend. I know we lost the last game. The Astros lose the last game. And Joe Kelly actually had some success, which made me sick to my stomach.
Worst.
He comes in and he actually...
It looked like he was like... Yeah. I thought Altuve went guard on him.
I know.
And then I'm like, come on, Breggy. And Breggy had a shot that was fantastic. It was just they were just shifted on him perfectly.
And Kevin Biggio is there to freaking...
Kevin Biggio
had a weekend.
Biggest problem in the world this week.
I know. Kevin Biggio, what are you doing? Did you see... After he homered Biz's face, Biz was like nodding. He was looking over there. Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so they showed Biz was right behind. He was in the Diamond Club area, but was up against the wall standing in the back. And he looks over, and there's somebody to his right, and he's just looking at him, and he's nodding, and he's smiling. It couldn't have worked out better for Biz this weekend because Kevin was awesome, and the Astros took out 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to still be an Astros guy. But if you're pissed off that Craig Biggio was happy about his son having a big weekend, then you're an idiot because you're always going to root for your kid.
I don't know how anyone could.
Always going to root for your kid.
One of my kids asked, do you think Biggio's son hates the Astros since he plays for the Dodgers? I'm like, no, he grew up an Astros fan.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, no.
No.
He wasn't on the Dodgers in 17, 18, 19, 20. Like,
no, he hates the Blue Jays because they cut him.
Yeah, this is new. I mean, they cut him, and he's played a lot better. And
how do you think that ended up for him? He was with the Blue Jays, not seeing a lot of time and not playing well.
Nice
and now
playing.
He's in first place.
Yeah, he's playing. He has a bomb and a double in a game the Astros came back on. And then he has the base hit, good defense play there. And then base hit, which helped to extend the lead yesterday for the Dodgers. Dodgers just kept extending leads a little here, a little there, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2, 6-2. And the worst part was Joe Kelly came in. And, I mean, he threw 100.
Yeah.
He threw a couple balls that completely got away from him because he was overthrowing, frankly.
My.
I mean, he wanted that so bad.
The one behind your dog?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
He couldn't hang. Like, he was overthrowing so bad that, Altuve caught a little hanging slider, put it into the wall, a double, and then,
And Singleton hit his off the top of the wall as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they not against Joe Kelly, but still. I mean, they had
Yordan
some chances.
Yordan yanked one. It seemed like he hit it really far. They didn't show where it went, but it was a foul ball.
Of far, the Ohtani home
that's
run.
That's the longest I've ever seen. They said it's
443,
which would not be the longest.
Like, no, but Yordan's up in the triple in the third deck was only 415.
Well, those are always the case. You know, the center field. The deep center field home run for Yordan against Philadelphia, that hit a place I'd never seen before.
No,
in the World Series. Ohtani went someplace I'd never seen before.
Yes.
No.
It's never up on the third deck and into the concourse. He went over into the concourse.
Nobody brings a glove there.
Nobody. Holy crap. That's the heart. That's. Mm-hmm. I thought, I was saying the same thing, and I was like, well, what about Yordan? No. They measured both of them yesterday. I don't believe the measurements anyway. 415. Yordan crushed that. It looked like it's at 500, and Ohtani's was 5-something. Because if it goes all the way, and keeps on going, and the trajectory of it, where would it land? It would land more than 443 feet away.
Yeah, I'm not buying that, man. That was a bomb.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was there was a good weekend, though. You win the first two games, and I thought Saturday's game might have been the best win of the year. It was just fantastic. When you're down 5-0 in the sixth and against the Dodgers, and you come back and win that game, and the way you did it with Bregman's bomb, I mean, holy crap. And I thought Loperfido might have screwed the whole thing up. His first and second, and the pitch gets away, and I forget who was on and ahead of him. I forget who it was. Anyway, he gets to third, and Loperfido's just standing there instead of taking second base. Instead of going to second, Singleton comes up with the single. Loperfido goes to second, and you're still – oh, no, he goes to third, but you're still a run down with two outs instead of Loperfido being able to score on that base hit. And then, but they still got the tie, and then Bregman with the win. So it was a great week. And
Bregman's shot. Speaking of bombs, Bregman's shot ended up over the tracks, yeah, and would have been a Crawford Street shot, yeah, had the roof obviously not been closed. So there were some bombs hit this series. Astros win 2 out of 3. They lose the last game, but they struggle to sweep sometimes. So the big thing was you got the win there. You're playing better baseball now than the Dodgers are.
Well, but I think we're burying the lead. You know who's in town tonight? Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah. My son wants to go to the Skeens game. I'm like, that ticket's going to be expensive.
Well, what do you mean? Take your son to the game. How often do you get to see the best pitcher in baseball?
Well, let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, but I hope the best pitcher in baseball gets wrecked.
I know you do. I know, but that he can say, I saw Paul Skeens get wrecked by the Astros.
Let me see what the tickets are
going to be. You got to take which one, Mason?
No, Alec.
Alec wants to go?
Yeah.
Take your son to see the best pitcher in baseball, Jake Bloss. The best pitcher. Jake Bloss is going to wreck show.
You said this last time, and it was
Jake
a disaster.
Jake Bloss is going to wreck show against
Paul
Skeens.
You can't just keep saying that, and then when he has a good game, you're like, told you.
I told you. No, I'm telling you, Jake Bloss is going to be
what
fun.
What about the last Jake Bloss you told us
Jake
about?
Jake Bloss.
That sucked.
That Jake Bloss, he's a rookie. You got to give him a little bit of time. Jake Bloss is going to be nice, okay? And Jake Bloss is going to play a role before this is all said and done on the greatest Astros team ever. He is going to play a role, all right? So
what role is that?
A big role. A big, big role. So Astros win 2 out of 3. If you want to talk about it, 713-780-3776. Nice weekend. A great start on Friday night, too, by the way. Good, a really nice. They got off to a big start, just punched them in the face, and won that one 5-0, and then came back in what I thought was the best win Saturday night, and then yesterday, that River Ryan, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most pitches he's thrown as a pro. And he was, they couldn't touch that dude. And Eric Geddy pitched well. Eric Geddy was nice yesterday.
Yeah.
He really
Eric
was.
Geddy
eight
was.
Strikeouts.
I thought Eric Geddy would get touched up. I figured, okay, this is a lineup that'll touch him up. And that couldn't be further from the case. Those two pitchers went at it strong for the first five. So, I mean, you know, we gave up the first run, but it was a really good outing for Eric Geddy there. Had good stuff. I mean, Eric Geddy looks like he's got a real shot at being one of their pitchers of the future, regardless of, you know, injury status. He's got some movement on his pitches. He can get the fastball up a little bit.
I like it.
He's got some strikeout stuff. Eric Geddy's got a shot. I think that, you know, we're talking about somebody on our who's more like a 4 or 5, but that's he'd be a good 4 or 5, it looks like. So he's been a good find this year. And yep. I mean, they've absolutely had to have him. Him not being able to handle himself as a non-starter if they wanted to be in this position.
And got to give big ups to Fromber as well this weekend. Friday night he got shut out baseball, 10 strikeouts, 2 walks. He had a bases loaded situation. Then he put 2 on in the 7th, and Abreu came in and put the fire out. That was nice. Presley got into a little bit of a Presley's interesting this year. He had himself some problems too, but he got through it though. And what about the Fromber? Did you see this play? It's two strikes on Pajes. Pajes is at the plate.
Yeah.
One and two. Fromber is walking around behind the mound.
Uh-huh.
And Pajes doesn't, it's like, well, I mean, there's eight, seven, six. Fromber's just walking around. He's not even on the mound. Pajes isn't in the batter's box.
And Fromber.
And they call strike three on him.
Yeah.
You have to be in the batter's box ready to take the pitch with 8 seconds left on
so
the clock.
So I was wondering if that was something that the Astros are trying out. Tried that out.
Why not? And then you call if
because what was Fromber? Because Fromber, this isn't new to Fromber. He knows about the pitch clock. So what in the world?
Well, Fromber with about 2 seconds left on the pitch clock could have called timeout.
Yeah,
he could have just called timeout. But Pajes, even though Fromber's not even close to being on the mound, has to be in the batter's box and ready with 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible rule. It's a terrible one.
I liked it.
If the pitcher isn't even on the mound, why do you have to be sitting there ready?
It's your job. Because you know what? They can also quick pitch you.
Well, get in there.
They can also.
Once he gets to the mound, then get in there. But if the pitcher isn't even on the mound, I got to be ready at the plate.
Why are you trying to make it easy on the Dodgers?
No, not on the Dodgers. That's just one play. If the Astros get called for that,
Astros
later this year,
get called
you're
for
gonna,
that.
You're going to have
we know
a
the
conniption.
Rules. We know the rules.
You're going to have a conniption. Okay?
Mm-mm.
And.
We know the rules.
Yeah. Okay. All I'm saying is that is just a – that was like, what? He's out? Are you kidding me? If I'm the Dodgers, I would have gone nuts. I'm glad it didn't happen to us. It happened to them. It's always good. When bad things happen to them, it's awesome. So I was pleased with that. So how about this? Eric Geddy gets the lowest run support among Astros starters. Last four games he started, the team has scored 2-1-0-0. Astros, come on, give the kid a little something. Every pitch that he makes could be the game loser because you don't score any runs for him, right?
It's true.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on him. And Jake Bloss tonight, I don't know if he's going to get a lot of run support.
So, no, and I'm looking right now. The tickets, they're nowhere. Like, I'm on simple seats, and I did four tickets throughout the park. Oh, how many tickets do you need? I need four. Well, I take it back. There are still three sections where you can get four tickets together.
That's
three sections in the whole park.
This should be the biggest Monday. Should be the biggest Monday crowd of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be packed.
Yeah, I mean Mondays usually aren't, but Skeens on the mound. That's nice. Yeah, that's going to be fun. That'll be a fun game to watch. And 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. We've got Olympics to talk. Okay, we've got a lot. There's a lot of controversy going on, including, Dawn Staley and what she admitted about Caitlin Clark is just, it's just wow. It's just really, really you're just realizing this now. We've got Texans to talk. There's a lot of stuff going on at camp that we will get to as mm-hmm. well. We've got all kinds of NFL news to talk about as well.
Quarterbacks got paid over the weekend.
Dolphins.
Now Dallas is going to be forced into
it. How stupid are the Dolphins? Oh, my God.
I still don't understand.
Oh, they're just stupid.
We really do have to have a conversation about Burrow versus Tua. Because Burrow has to play. He's got to play.
Well, and Tua has only had one season where he's completed the whole season, too. So, I mean, but Burrow got his team to the Super Bowl.
That was how long ago was that?
2 years
during
ago.
COVID?
No, it wasn't during COVID.
This is the third year removed from that.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago.
This is the third year removed from that. And he's been injured both of those years, or for sure
keep
one
on
of them.
Keep on hating on Joe. See how that works out for you. Joe will show you.
I think I saw Joe somewhere in the Olympic opening ceremony.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That was for Dell. Wow. I was doing that for Dell.
Wow.
Because you're taking unnecessary shots at our guy, Tua.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not sure Dell can even hear you.
I don't.
He's impervious to your nonsense.
He doesn't care to. I'll tell you who can. I'll tell you who you need to listen about this is Bronco Power Boost. So we're going to need, we got Center Point and we got Urquhart. Okay. So they're going to be powerless at some point. It will happen again. It's the hurricane season hasn't even really started yet. It's usually not until, till the late summer, early fall. So we are going to need, you're going to need some. And generators are expensive. And a lot of places you can't have a generator. The Bronco Power Boost also has a solution that it could go on. You could keep it on forever. It's battery powered. but they've also got a tiny generator that will keep it running forever. It'll keep your refrigerator going. It'll keep your garage door going. It'll keep your Wi-Fi. It'll keep your businesses, your point of sale, your cash registers, your security cameras. It keeps it all going when everybody else is going to be closed, you're going to be open, okay? BroncoPowerBoost.com. 30% discount because the government says this is awesome. You got much cheaper than having a generator, and there's no maintenance, none, zero. They put it up, and it looks great too. It attaches to your breaker. It's easy. Or you, those of you that have refrigerators that you have to keep medicine cool, it'll attach right to that as well. So you're looking for the best way to keep your business open during a power outage. BroncoPowerBoost.com. BroncoPowerBoost.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A couple of big signings. Jordan Love, 55 a year. What is Tua, 54? Oh, no, 212, 53 a year?
Yeah 53 how much should Jordan
Love is 55. Yeah,
50, he's a little less than 52.
Average 52, per year, he's at the top.
Yeah.
He's at the top of the food chain.
That's crazy. that's I guess, is. Y'all. That's y'all's goat. So that's
yeah, fine. But in 2 years he'll be like in 12th.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know, so that's not a big deal. But they had such a discussion about Tua. Adele, did you listen to any of the show before ours? You didn't.
Boy, I don't honestly.
Boy, the hatred for Tua.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this. It's to the point now where I'm really getting on his side because it doesn't make sense to me. There's like. Jordan Love has had one good year, really, and everyone's so happy. Oh, I'm so happy he got the bag. I'm so – Jesus blessed him with the bag. We're so pleased for him. And then Tua comes up and like
– Gross.
It's just like people hate Tua. It's a weird thing that I don't really understand. He is like – if the song They Not Like Us – was about football quarterbacks, it would be Tua. Tua would be the Drake of quarterbacks. It's like they don't, for some reason, I don't know why. I don't know if he's a Polynesian quarterback. I don't know if he's because he's left-handed, because he's Hawaiian, right? That's considered Pacific Rim.
Is there an underlying Hawaiian
hatred? There seems to be an underlying something with him because people don't. They don't like him. I don't know if there's a subconscious Russell Wilson vibe off of him that people get. I don't know if it's because he's left-handed and people hate left-handers. I don't know if it's an Alabama thing. I don't think it is. You're going to have to explain to me.
As a Dolphins fan, are you happy that they did this deal with Tua?
I'm not displeased. Beyond the football stuff, he appears to just be a really nice dude.
Yeah, so, he does.
So,
well, we don't like them.
Well, I don't really care about what you like or don't like. Mm-hmm. But as far as a Dolphin fan is concerned, he appears to be a great guy. Nothing but positives from his teammates. You saw the reaction. Well, maybe not you, but when he got his money, all his teammates, even the new ones like Jordan Poyer, who had been a rival of his for years, said, "I'm happy." They all responded happily for the guy. So he appears to be well liked. In that regard, cool. As far as what it might mean for the team, I mean, I don't really blame him for last season. I mean, they went to Kansas City in the coldest game of
NFL
history almost. So I don't blame him for that. And we had this discussion last week when you're in your Tua hate bag that I'm not writing the eulogy on a 26-year-old quarterback. I don't know what he's going to be. Maybe he never wins at the highest level. But you know what? Since he's been there, they haven't had a losing season.
Yeah,
the Dolphins have had four winning seasons, in part because of him. You know, he's missed time, and Fitzpatrick started some games too. But, I mean, he's the best quarterback I've seen on that team since Marino. So, I'll take it right now, and we'll see where he goes from here.
So, I mean, sometimes I'm wrong. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I do admit my mistakes. Like Bronny, look at the career that he's having right now. He's unbelievable, and I thought he wouldn't be any good. So, I'll take that one. I don't know. I just think. I don't know. Did y'all see Malik Nabers go deep and Daniel Jones way under through him?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feel like, I mean, the comments about how, listen, Tua completed more passes down the field than anybody last year. more passes, I think, of 30 yards, 30-yard completions.
Well, some of those air yards.
And he just was spectacular in that. And yet all the comments are, oh, yeah, Reek had to wait. You'd see how long. And the waiting time for Reek was, I mean.
Yeah, well, that was the initial thing we ever saw from them.
Right.
He was wearing a bucket hat in practice, not very serious. And, you know, he threw a ball that the Dolphin media team probably regrets putting out there because it started a firestorm and the jokes started flying. But as you put it, I mean, Tyreek Hill's had his best 2 years as a pro with Tua at quarterback, something people couldn't fathom happening. Now, this isn't saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes, but the facts are Tyreek Hill's been more productive, and he also has another big time wide receiver, Jalen Waddle, who's done well enough to get paid too. So he can at least supply two big time wide receivers. What it means for winning going forward, that's for the entire organization
it's
to figure out.
You know, it's the cost to pay quarterbacks is the cost. That's the market value. However, as long as Tua delivers the ball accurately and takes care of the football, I don't care if he needs the weapon. It was the same thing at Alabama where I had to make a decision in draft stuff. Like, is Tua just driving a really expensive vehicle with Ruggs and Devontae Smith and, Jerry Jeudy? Or is this, is he going to play like this regardless of who's around him? I still don't know that I have my answer. My guess is he needs the Corvette around him, but it doesn't really matter but he has that now. And he's got that kind of guy. And as long as he drives that thing into a championship or contention for a championship, that's his only job. So, he's accurate. He has to stay healthy. He's an accurate passer. He just needs to not turn the ball over, deliver the ball accurately, and make plays in the fourth quarter.
Well, and listen, Mike McDaniel knows more football than all of us. Now, maybe it's that it's the devil you know, but he went to bat for him. Mike McDaniel went to bat and wanted to get that deal and stay as his quarterback. And that's your legacy. Your legacy is that quarterback, and he's going to decide whether or not you're going to win and win big. And Mike McDaniel said, no, we got to keep him.
And Mike McDaniel has positioned himself, and I'm not saying it isn't genuine, as a guy who puts his players first. He says he's a servant. My job is to make sure these guys are successful as they can be and make as much money as they can. And then he made the joke, well, because if they make a lot of money, that means I make money because everything's going well here. So and it doesn't surprise me that he did it. He's been a supporter. I think it's probably why the Dolphins hired him in the first place. They sensed the guy who believed that he could turn their top five pick from a middling quarterback who Flores hated into a guy who, well, you see, could lead the league in passing yards and make a couple of Pro Bowls. So, as far as what the team will be overall, that's, I don't know, but I think I think you make this decision, and I don't know if you're stuck with it, but who else? Who else are you going to look at? Are you just going to say, no, we're going to play a year where we don't pay you, we piss you off, and we'll let you go, and then we're looking into the Carson Beck sweepstakes or something? What are you going to do? You just pay the quarterback, and you hope you can build a roster. If you don't think he can be a guy who carries you, you can build a roster good enough where he can perform and your defense plays better, and then you see how it goes.
Yeah,
I mean, I do think I made this point before, and every time you look at the stats, it's hard to get away from the fact that, I mean, this feels very Kirk Cousins-y, but Kirk Cousins is the original got paid and got paid at a high guaranteed level quarterback. And if you tell me that's the if you want to make a point for that's the going price for quarterbacks, then I just don't see how you can make the argument for Tua. The other thing is the Dolphins, once you get rid of a quarterback, it's the same thing with Dallas. It is just they know that if you move on from that, you take a step back. And the fear of taking a step back for organizations because everyone gets fired, and, Dallas is a little different thing, but obviously McCarthy doesn't want to take a step back because he would get fired. The idea of taking a step back when you have fans who have to pay this much now for season tickets and you have the amount of money that you rely on for sponsors and sponsors who want a competitive team, like, you don't really have the ability to intentionally tank like baseball teams and even some basketball teams. You don't or be willing to go through that tear it down to the studs mentality. Football doesn't really offer that. You can't do it. You only get 17 maybe soon 18 games a year, and you got a ton of sponsorships. these people want their money to matter. They want people in the stadium seeing their product. They, you know, seeing their banners and their product and their the experiential marketing. This, the amount of people that, that come to games, they're paying higher rates than ever with PSLs and the ticket prices continue to go up and the parking and the, you know, and the concessions. You take a step back like the Astros did in baseball. You can't do that in football where you say, okay, this is going to be like a three-year process. You can't do that in football. The Texans did it. They didn't want to. They didn't do it on purpose. They just sucked. And eventually it helps you out. But, man, this is – I mean, they lost – they had a massive line, John, you know this, of people in the season ticket list that, that headed into 19. You know, you – the season tickets, you had to wait to get season tickets. Mm. And the wait list not only got wiped out, but season tickets, everyone dumped those too. In 3 years, you were able to eliminate thousands and thousands of potential ticket buyers with how poorly you played.
Yeah. listen, the money's there for, I mean, how about that, you know, Jordan Love got 50. Tua took less. He did it for the team too. He only took 52 a year, right? 53 a year?
53. Yeah, he only took
53 a year, yes, as opposed to 55.
Yes.
So he did it for the team. That's a team player.
More
That's
guaranteed money, though.
More, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do, what happens with that. I mean, I love this. I love the conundrum. Jerry Jones explaining it last week, he almost, I can't say, I kind of want to get political here, but he sounded like someone who didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He really was. It was confusing.
What did he say?
He was just rambling and bumbling and stumbling about
Jerry. Well, because I don't know that they know how. I think he wants to say what they're. Just yesterday, he said, "We look forward to Dak showing everyone that he's the greatest quarterback in the league with a star on him." Well, you mean you look forward to him doing it? Not getting paid now. You look forward to him showing that in the year and then getting paid.
Right.
I think that's what he meant, but he doesn't say. I think they don't want to tell you exactly what they're thinking. That's why he's struggling to say. I wish he'd just come out and say, look, we ain't paying him now. We want Dak to see what he's going to do. And if he fails and he doesn't get us to Super Bowl, then we're going to move on from Zach, or we're not going to pay him.
I'm all about that glory hole.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
So Dak is we're gonna figure out what Dak's gonna do, and if not, we got this Lance kid from the center. He was third pick of the draft. That's higher.
He didn't look good in practice from the clips I saw.
He doesn't. Well, yeah, but you can make anybody look however you want.
Well, I mean, he's throwing against practically air and 7-on-7s and air mailing balls. So.
As bad as Anthony Richardson?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So we're gonna break it here. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence coming up in 17 minutes. So get yours ready now. What did you learn this weekend? You have one sentence to tell us. It doesn't have to be about sports. It doesn't have to be about Astros. It doesn't have to be. It could be about your family. It could be about your boss. It could be about whatever it is, your girlfriend. Whatever it is that you learned this weekend, you got one sentence to tell us. That'll be at 7:45. Right now, though, Lance, you got to tell us in many sentences about John Daspit.
John Daspit is a person who is a personal injury lawyer, and the personal injury lawyer who fights hardest for you. And why does he fight hard? Well, I'll give you an example of why he fights hard. John Daspit says there's so many people who get taken advantage of by personal injury lawyers who really are out there just to turn and burn. It's a situation where they know the less time they spend on your case, the quicker they get to someone else's, and it's about getting the most cases in they possibly can. And John Daspit says, that's not the way this should be. These are people who are trusting us when they've been injured on the job or out on the roadway, in the water somewhere, wherever it's been. Sometimes it's loss of life. Sometimes it's loss of functional limb. I mean, it's serious, serious injuries that require, in many cases, surgeries, long physical therapy, long bouts of not being able to work or maybe never work again in your life. I mean, you know, a lot of times it's not that serious, but there are injuries that you have to deal with. And so he wants to make sure that you get proper treatment and you get, you know, the all the everything that you need, and that it's taken care of by the insurance company. And it, that includes your pain and suffering. The pain and suffering needs to be accounted for and compensated properly. And John Daspit fights for you every step of the way. He's going to get you a big payout that you deserve for what happened to you. And he is not there to just get a quick deal done with the insurance company. He's there to get a fair deal done for you. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Wow. That is something. We got to play this, Dell. This Tyler Badger.
You know, his dad is Tyson Badger, the backup in Chicago. Yeah. His dad is the one who is the professional arm wrestler.
Oh yeah.
So he's all jacked up. Yeah, you've seen him.
Wow, is that something? He's asked whether or not we'll play the soundbite, but it was it's good stuff. We did have a great weekend beating the Dodgers 2 out of 3. So Alex Bregman, oh, wait a minute. Before we get to Alex Bregman, let's get some sound on Alex Bregman. The bat flip by John Singleton.
Yeah.
That was his best of the year, I think.
It was.
It was awesome.
It was an aggressive bat flip. I liked it.
Friday night, I think you were up 2-0, run around, and he crushes one and just, he don't care. John Singleton don't care.
Okay. No.
So what happens? You know what? I'd be happy if they go get a first baseman, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
If they went and got Vlad and didn't get a pitcher, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'd be okay.
But they're not getting Vlad. They're not. You already see Paredes is gone. They have there have been multiple trades. Jazz Chisholm is headed over to the Yankees. Not that he was ever going to be considered
and he showed up. He was in the lineup the next day. Did you see Randy Arozarena? The next day he was in the stands for the Tampa game. He was like, oh, I'll go when I go. I
think, yeah. Was he really?
Yeah.
Arozarena's been dealt. Like, a lot of trades are getting made, and I see Astros fans already like, what are you doing? Stop sitting on your hands. Now, it
How
is
can
worth
you
noting
say that to the Astros.
What is worth noting? Everyone said that about the Texans on free agency, where they didn't do anything day one, and I think everything worked out just fine for them.
If there's one team that has gone for it and never been shy about making a big move,
but they didn't do it last year either. Dana Brown, since he's been here, doesn't remember. That's the knock on Dana Brown, is he doesn't get things like he doesn't get things done.
Yeah, but Jim Crane would. If Jim Crane wanted it, Jim Crane would go get it.
They didn't do it last year.
He had to push Luno too.
Yeah,
he had to push Luno for.
We'll see.
For Verlander,
we'll see. I think he's going to get something done, but Dana last year didn't do anything, and a lot of Astros fans were upset about it. We'll see what happens this year. He hasn't done anything so far, but I mean, listen, we're almost there. The trade deadline is almost here. It's the end of the month,
and there's no September trade deadline anymore. So this is it. We'll see if they get anything done. I don't know. Are you encouraged by the Verlander report? Throwing 50 pitches?
I guess. Somebody's going to have to tell me if I saw some of it. Mark Berman tweeted out some of that. I guess Fox 26 got some shots at him throwing the bullpen. He wasn't throwing absolute gas. He was just kind of, throwing a bullpen session, and that was fine. That's fine. I'm not as worried about it now since the Astros are playing well without him. To me, then you're going to get a much fresher version of JV down the road. So now, I mean, if they weren't winning, yeah, I'd be really worried. But they are winning. You can fade Kyle Tucker being out. You can now Tucker. The length of this is bothering me. I want to make sure that it heals.
He's not
properly.
Getting better.
Yeah, this is concerning me because we're now over 2 months, and we're not like. He still has issues pushing off of this. And I'm not telling the Astros anything. They've done it. They've done the x-rays and MRIs. They know what's going on. I mean, if it was a fracture, then they'd be handling it differently. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Kyle Tucker, but that bothers me because you have to have Kyle Tucker's bat in the lineup. You have no chance. You're not going to get past all the playoffs against the better pitchers where you're facing everyone's 1, 2, or 3 without Kyle Tucker in the lineup. He's got to be in the lineup. You got to have that at bat. You got to have that batter. So, and you're going to need Verlander too. But as long as those guys come along and you're still winning, then what's the problem? Verlander's going to be much fresher. And he's not hitting his, he's not going to vest. He's not going to hit his numbers because he's not going to hit.
No, he's done with that.
140 innings.
Yeah, he's not going to get that. Maybe he didn't want to vest. I don't know. You know, you never know. He might want to go somewhere else. Maybe he feels like in the end he could get more money than the vested money. So maybe he's not all that displeased with the fact that he's not vesting. 713-780-3776 is the number. Alex Bregman with the bomb. Boy, talk about crushing a ball. And they were just showing Joe Kelly before that making faces in the dugout. And Alex Bregman steps up and just destroys that pitch over the tracks.
So was that, I know, so was it edited? Was it on TV that they showed him
I don't know.
It feels edited that like he was yelling it at Alex Bregman. When was he saying this? Joe Kelly, as clear as you don't have to be a lip reader. You don't even have to be moderately. You could have a cataract in one of your eyes and still say, he just called him the P-word twice with his big a mouth. Like, hey, he said it twice.
Hate Joe Kelly.
But the way it's edited, my whole life just got worse yesterday when he didn't get touched up for a run.
I know.
Like, please, just put one on him. One run on him in this inning.
Let's play the post game, the comeback, because that was the best. Honest, you're down 5-0.
That was a great comeback.
You're down 5-0 to the Dodgers, and you come back and win after, and then they scored another late run thanks to Kevin.
And it was just a bunch of singles. Like they were just slapping hits. Not like they did it with a couple 3-run home runs or anything. They were putting it together with, you know, base hit, base knock. It was a bunch of singles is how they scored, other than the last hit.
Other than the last one. Here is Alex Bregman about the comeback.
Feeling as you cross the plate right here?
Just pure excitement just to get the team a win. Hard fought game. They got a great ball club over there. We battled back and fortunate to come out on top.
Yeah, that's sixth inning for the club, watching your team fight back the way that they did and all the two out hits and the two strikes. I mean, what got into this team late?
Well, I think it was just everybody passing the torch to the next guy, not trying to do too much. When you're facing good pitching, you gotta just put together quality of bats, and the guys did a great job today. That.
Well, you know, the Dodgers have the second most rookie innings, starting pitching innings in baseball. Only San Francisco has more. That bullpen of the Dodgers is just wearing out. It's just wearing out. And the Astros got to it. And the Astros, you know, you're right. They went the other way with pitches. They just, you know, nice controlled swings, just get base hits, move the runners along. It was like a merry-go-round. That was an awesome six. That was awesome. Now, the home run. Here is Bregman talking. Then we'll play the Spanish. Let's play let's play Bregman's reaction to it, and then let's play the Spanish version of the home run. Here's Alex Bregman on the home run.
This atmosphere, you even looked at the crowd. You're pumping the crowd up, too, so you're obviously feeling it. What has this been like? This homestand just feels different so far.
Well, it's been a while since it had a walk-off, like 2018 or so, so that was pretty fun. But, you know, just having a good time and, yeah.
To be able, I mean, the way you guys have been playing here lately, you find yourself in first place, and then to play well in front of the home fans, how much does that mean to you guys?
Oh, it's great. We love their support all year long. We can't wait to play in front of them. Hopefully, we play a lot more games here.
Yep, hopefully. And they're finally, you know, that is after, man, it wasn't that long ago when they couldn't win any games at home. I mean, and last year, at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, it was awful. It was awful. And now, I don't know what the hell, that was the most inexplicable thing ever. How they could possibly be that bad at home, as good as this team is. Here's the call of Alex Bregman's home run in Spanish.
Bregman vienes a home. Batazo por el izquierdo. La pelota va hacia atrás. La pelota va que vuela. Y esta pelota, esta se fue de cuadrangular. Toma tu paletón. Palo para la calle. Y los Astros de Houston dejan tendidos en el terreno de juego a los Dodgers de Los Ángeles. 7-6, marcador final.
Wow, qué manera, Frank, de ganar esta, pues, juegazo, el segundo de la serie. Charles candado a la serie en un juego en el cual Astros estuvo perdiendo 5-0, siempre navegando, haciendo la cosa interesante.
What a shot. They were losing 5-0.
I watched that live on the Spanish.
You were?
So for some reason, it's telling me I'm blacked out on my DirecTV. I haven't gotten DirecTV to figure this out yet. So my son streams the Astros games on a little site that he knows from his iPad into the TV, and we watch it. But we watch it in Spanish. It's the Spanish broadcast. Spanish,
yeah, okay.
And so I heard the call there, and then they went to Julian Morales pretty quickly talking to, but then they didn't play. I couldn't hear the audio. They weren't doing, you know, translations in Spanish. So I wasn't able to hear what Julia said and what, you know, what Alex Bregman said, but except we got to hear it here, obviously, but, it was a really good win. 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers is great. You keep playing 2 out of 3 baseball, you're in fantastic shape. Now the Mariners are only a half game behind. You know, the Mariners aren't going anywhere now. The Astros and Mariners are shadowing each other. And when the Astros have played better baseball lately, the Mariners have started to pick it up a little bit as well. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. And, of course, they made that
They played the White Sox this weekend. What are you talking about? The White Sox have lost 15 in a row.
Well, they beat us.
Who?
White Sox.
Did we sweep them? Yeah, we beat the White Sox.
Did we sweep them? I thought we won 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
Yeah.
But White Sox have lost 15 in a row now. They beat the White Sox. That means nothing.
White Sox are a feisty group.
They're awful. By the way, Dreamshake says, no, it was Kelly said that when Blanco hit Lux early in the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because it feels edited. People edited it to make it look like he's yelling at the third baseline.
I don't care. It looks like he said that, and he said that to Bregman, and then Bregman shut him up. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713.
I hate Joe Kelly.
713-780-3776. What did you find out this weekend that you didn't know before this, and you've learned it this weekend, and you get one sentence? I got mine, and maybe you got yours already. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. I've learned a long time ago that I'm going to Chastang Ford today, as a matter of fact. I had a little recall, just an easy thing, recall on my F-150 that they'll fix in no time. This is not the first one, and it happens all the time. But the way that they go about it at Chastang Ford is the service is second to none. When do you want to come in, sir? And we can, you know, we'll take care of everything and get you out of there as soon as possible. All of this stuff, everything about it, is the service is second to none. I love me some Chastang Ford because I'm a Chastang believer. I'm going to see them today. I love what they do for me. I'm going to decide whether or not I'm going to bring this F-150 with me, or I'm going to trade it in and get something else. I don't know. I don't know right now, but I do know this. I'm getting it from Chastang Ford because I love the deal that they gave me twice now, and the deal that they gave my daughter. We bought 3 vehicles from Chastang Ford, and we will buy all of our vehicles. I don't care where I am in the country. I'm going to buy my vehicle from Chastang Ford. I know that they're going to give me the squarest deal. I know that they're going to give me the best in service, and I know I got a Ford vehicle, which is second to none. Apparently, they still have some 2023 F-150s on the lot. It's just dumb if you don't get them. If you're a business and you need an F-150, this is the best time ever, ever, ever to get it, because you're going to get it at an unbelievable price. All at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford. Welcome back. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I believe that the body of Christ is a wonderful wafer, while the French believe it's a gross fat piece of bacon. That's what the French believe.
I learned that if you don't play Jason Tatum, there's hell to pay.
Well, you played Kevin Durant instead of him. Hell didn't play either.
And how did it work out? Playing
pretty
Kevin
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked
but
out pretty good.
The fact that Jason Tatum didn't get any minutes. Oof. Northeast media, furious.
It didn't look good, and I don't even know if Steve Kerr even
He said, I'm stupid.
Which would have been worse, Caitlin sat the whole game or Jason Tatum?
Caitlin Clark. Even in a blowout, yeah.
Would have been worse.
Yeah. In a blowout, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
It's still pretty bad that the guy who was just, was he MVP of the
first?
He was MVP of the, was it Brown? It was Brown, that's right. But you have one of the top two guys who just won a title, can't get in the game.
Well, the other guy didn't get invited.
Yeah, and the other guy didn't get
invited.
And he's in a war of words with Grant Hill about it, too.
That's
still going on. Yeah. I don't know. I could play KD, and he could have a perfect first half, or I could go play
KD was on absolute fire. For those who aren't watching, so they have a shorter international line.
Well, we got
We got our thing.
Yeah, you got one that you want
to? That Tom Aspinall is not to be trifled with in the UFC.
Okay. All right. 713-780-3776. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. Let's go. It starts with Keith. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Keith?
I learned this weekend that, you know, the four majors are done when Jonathan Vegas wins a golf tournament.
How about Johnny Vegas? Johnny Vegas coming through with the birdie on 18 to win the tournament. Johnny Vegas played great all week. Johnny Vegas is a really nice guy, by the way. Charlie Epps loves him. The kid is just a great kid, so it's great.
Well, we don't care about nice guys.
We do care about in golf. We do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Tua. I mean, honestly, what? Is he really a nice guy?
From all accounts,
just because people say it.
No, from all accounts, okay. It appears everybody who runs into him.
Bial. Art always says, "I'm like Bial." It's his name. Bial.
Yeah, by all accounts.
By all accounts.
Yes.
Like Bilal. Bilal accounts. Okay. 713-780-3776. You get it. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that as great as Jose Altuve is and has been, there are still times when I wish there was a better option than his aggressive ass.
God. Well, he had the worst at bat of his entire career this weekend on Saturday.
It was. In a game situation, he swung at something.
Three sliders away in the exact same place, 8 inches off the plate. He swung at all three. It was the worst at bat I've ever seen Altuve have, ever. Three in the same place, low and outside, not just off the plate. We're talking way off.
And then he had another one with two on that he just swung one-handed and the ball in the dirt, and he popped it straight up. It was like, what in the hell, Altuve?
Yeah.
713-780-3776. And he's a Hall of Famer, bro. He's a Hall of Famer. Tom, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that your single mother friends don't listen to sports talk because they will ask me for a character reference in court.
They're asking you for a character reference.
Mm.
Well,
I wouldn't make
who are
Tom,
the women that you know?
Yeah,
that,
I wouldn't make Tom a character reference guy.
Well, but don't you? You know what I like in a woman? She's not. She doesn't need a character reference in court.
Yeah, I was a character reference for someone for a job.
Oh, court.
But not. No, I know the difference is. I know someone who said, "Hey, can you speak on my behalf for a job?" I was
when
like,
it's
"Sure."
Court,
but
it's different.
Court's different. It's a different
court
application.
Is different. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that nobody is giving Sharon Moore and Michigan football respect. Go blue.
Well, is that because where they showed up in the top 20?
Yeah.
Where did they show up?
Well, the official rankings aren't out
yet.
They
lost a lot of players.
They did lose a lot of players.
Well, they lost. Yeah, they lost their quarterback, their running back. They lost a few
offensive
linemen.
They still got one of their running backs.
They lost.
Yeah,
they've been
Donovan
losing.
Edwards. Hey, yeah, Brandon, if you play EA College Football 25, they're ranked 9th in the country. So plenty of respect. Those are the rankings for Michigan. Top 10.
Which is more important than any.
I'm just telling you that some people who follow the game have them ranked high. That was the initial ranking for them in the top 10. Michigan's going to be respected. Yeah. Don't worry. You got Texas coming in early. Earn your respect there.
By the way, I also just learned that our broadcast is right now on Twitter.
Our what?
It is.
We're now on Twitter as well.
They can watch a live stream.
Oh, you can watch it live on Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's what you just learned this weekend?
I just learned it this week. Yeah.
It's a product of, John's situation. We've had to change the way we do things because we want to have John on video.
Yeah, we're doing things for John now.
So we're using, and Jeremy's, he does UH basketball, so John's going to be a video when he's out in L.A. He's not going anywhere. Oh, he is, but he still will be doing the show.
I'll go through my camera here.
Laptop. We have switched some things up, so you'll notice a different format on YouTube and Twitch, and also now we have Twitter as well.
713-780-3776. I learned this weekend that you should shake hands with the Jewish fighter, even if you are, even if you're Muslim, because if you don't and you scream Allah Akbar, just seconds later, you're going to be on the ground with a dislocated shoulder.
Huh.
You didn't see that?
Not in the UFC, was it?
No, it was in the Judo Olympics.
In the Olympics?
In the Olympics.
I watched a UFC card. I didn't see the Judo Olympics.
Yeah. yeah. So I learned, you know what? Just shake hands. That's better.
Yeah.
Or be better at judo.
Yeah, or be one of the two.
If you're going to scream that in his face, then yeah, be better.
Yeah. yeah, that was just. And I learned that, man, Canada don't care. They're going to cheat.
Yeah, that's a story.
That's unbelievable.
Now, their women's team has won their first two games, which would normally have them at six, but they have zero because they were deducted 6 points. Now, if they win their final one, they go through because they're beating up on everyone. But yeah, that's a story.
Gosh, you just don't. Did you see the guy that was watching the practice wasn't supposed to be there? The security guy said, "You got to go." He moved to another part of the stadium and he's watching.
He said, "I work for IMG."
Yeah, I work for IMG.
Then IMG people are like, "We don't know who that guy is.
Who is that? No, I work for the Canadian soccer team."
The women's coach who started, at least was part of it, he moved over to be the men's full-time coach. I don't know where he is now. Now an American's coaching the Canadian. So he took it from the women's team. He's like Alex Cora.
Yeah, and then he took it over to the men's team.
Yeah, he's the Alex Cora.
And then the men's team makes the final.
Well, he wasn't there for that. But they had their most success under him. I think they made a World Cup under him.
Mm-hmm. All right, Isaac, finish it up strong. What'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned this weekend that the Apple TV announcers are pretty trash.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad broadcast.
It's not good.
It's really bad.
You can choose the Astros radio call,
oh, you
right?
can?
Yeah, I think you can choose what actual broadcast you want to hear.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Where?
Because it's bad.
I thought that was an option. Then even someone said, hey, remember, if you think Apple's trash, you can always listen to the radio broadcast while you're watching the game.
Oh.
Well, yeah, no, but not on the stream.
No, on the video.
Yeah, you turn it on, but is it synced?
I believe so. I don't think anyone said it wasn't.
So you can actually on the game, that they're not going to offer that. Apple's not going to offer you to get away from their own broadcasting that they're paying.
You're watching the TV. You're watching the show. I mean, what's the
difference? Yeah, but they want their own. Have you ever heard of that on any other thing at all, ever?
Well,
I've never ever heard of that.
Well, I know certain. Well, we've seen it on ESPN. ESPN, they on the national title game. You want the Georgia broadcast?
But that's their own, though.
That's different. No, that's all their own. ESPN.
It's all ESPN.
It's Georgia, whatever Georgia's broadcast is.
Wait, you
can hear the radio call.
Oh, you can?
Hold on a second. Where did you see that? On all the different channels, I see where the coaches are all together. Then there's a Manning cast.
I know you've been able to listen to
there's
the
a George Taylor cast.
No, I think he's right. He is right. I mean, and what's the difference? As long as you're watching the show, they're going to get credit for you being on their station. So, although you won't get their promos. You won't get their promos, but you'll still get credit for you watching their show.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776. Y'all were weak today. That was very.
I'm going to give that a D.
I'm going to give that a solid D. Weak today. All right. You guys have been great before, and now you're weak. That's just your crap. So we still got coming up ship talk. You got good ship talk today?
Man, Patrick Mahomes caught it.
Yeah.
And then he answered back. We have some other things as well. Like, your favorite, Tua, after getting his money, let the crowd know I got my money. So we'll hear from that, too. So, a lot of quarterback stuff. And Ja'Marr Chase also decided he wasn't going to mention Patrick Mahomes' name for some reason. So Patrick Mahomes was the subject of plenty of guys.
He who shall not be named?
He was like, it was about the top 100.
Baltimore?
It was a top 100, and Ja'Marr Chase was like, I ain't talking about that guy.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Well, you talk about Maestro DeBell, though.
I do talk about Maestro DeBell, and I'm getting some new Maestro DeBell here soon because my bottles are running out. It doesn't take much. I mean, you have a 2-ounce pour here, a 2-ounce pour there when you're sipping. You have a cocktail here, a cocktail there, a margarita here, a margarita there. And boom, you got to get a new bottle. And that's good. It's a sign that you really like that Maestro DeBell. Maestro DeBell is made very specifically with a lot of care and a lot of consideration. There's been 11 generations of Maestro Bell makers. It's unbelievable how far this has traveled backwards. And that's something that has made it a favorite in Mexico. And it's getting bigger and bigger in the States now as well because of the high quality that they have. It's made in Tequila, Mexico, and the quality of the product is really astounding. Fantastic bottle. You can taste it for yourself. Go buy a bottle and find out what proper distilling is supposed to look like, the best ingredients, what the process is to get the flavor profiles that they have for all their different margarita or all their different tequilas. Wherever fine liquors sold, you should find Maestro Bell. If you don't, demand it by name. It's Maestro Bell.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.